Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Sandra Rowland.
Thank you. All right, I'm searching for this account. Say Sandra.
I noticed that came through my charge card this morning. So
thank you for. I'm sorry. I'll be able to assist you with that. I'm locating this account. Please verify your shipping address.
Well, I have never signed up. I don't know. So I just assume I would prefer not to do it because I have a term of illness and not expected to live for very much longer. So I don't want my information or anything out.
Okay,
and
so
I
you're calling.
I'm not ordering anything.
Okay. Is it SA?
I've never heard of this company. I look them up, and I've never heard of them, although I see other charges from them that I contacted my credit card company, because when you're in the hospital, they don't let you have your phone in ICU. So, I don't know who's got this, but it's a total scam.
Okay. Is it spelled SANDRARROLLINS?
ROWLAND.
Okay.
And I live in Salt Lake City, which is 84109.
Thank you.
But when I add up how much money you guys are charging, it is astounding.
All right. I am still searching for this account.
Like I said, I'm looking at the charge right now on my credit card.
Okay, I believe I may have found this account for you. And you said Utah was the state?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I have located an account. Please verify the phone number on the account.
801-244-5700.
Okay, thank you for that. I have located this account. This is for the Focus Watch. Looks like.
Yes,
we'll see.
Well,
ma'am, go ahead.
It's not mine. That's what I'd say. Is I'm hooked up to machines. I am not supposed to be alive. If I have another week, it would be a gift. But I obviously am not buying stuff.
Yes, ma'am. So this was purchased on the 8th of April.
Yeah, well, I was in ICU, so it's not me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And no one has my card, so I'm not sure how.
All right. So this is for the Focus Watch, the Focus Pods, and the warranty. Give me 1 second, please. All right, so I did track the package. It says that it was delivered to the address of, well, can you verify your address for me? I mean, I have located this account.
1706 Cliff Point Drive, St. George, Utah, 84790.
Okay, so do you have...
I have not received anything. We have... It's a gated area. I have guards. My husband lives with me. I have ordered nothing. I mean, I've had other things from you guys. I never even open emails. I have 30,000 emails currently. Because when somebody took my identity last year, and I had to pay $40,000 to companies. So I don't ever even open these type of things. But I've got an iPhone watch. I don't need one. I don't wear it. And I'm going to pass away. So I obviously don't need it. And I didn't make this charge.
Yes, ma'am.
I just basically was sent home to pass away. So I was in the ICU at that time, and you're not allowed to have your phone.
All right. If you feel like this is fraudulent charges, I can get you transferred over to the fraud department. Would you
100%.
Like me to do that? Okay.
Well, I have, when I go back for 6 months, when the company went back, there's tons of charges from you guys.
Okay. Let me get the account canceled for you, and then I'll get you transferred over.
Yeah, because I haven't received anything, nor do I want to.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. So I am getting this account canceled so I can get you transferred over.
Yeah, it's so frustrating because I never opened one. So,
all right, almost finished here. Let me notate the account and I'll get you transferred.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to place you on hold. You will hear silence, and that is just me. That's just the process of getting you transferred over there. So I've notated the account. 1 second. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold. Thank you for calling customer support. Please remain on the line.
Okay.
Thank you.